Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am your sister Naomi Saif. Thank you for joining me today on today's talk. Today I wanted to talk to my sisters who are new to the deen, reverts. I want to talk about the subject of leaving Islam because of other people, because of the way other people treat you. And I just really want to, inshallah, remind myself and to remind my sisters to bring it back. Let's bring it all back to what's important. Islam means submission to our Creator. So if we really think that just because we're reverts, that we're going to face the struggles of learning a new way of life that's not part of our culture, then we're naive. There are many Muslims who are born Muslims, who deal with the haram police, pressure, judgment. It's even here in the West, there are Muslims that are born Muslims here in the West and whose families don't want them to wear hijab, and they're Muslims too. So just let's bring it back and evaluate. Now, if you leave, you leave. If you say, you stay. Okay, fine. But one thing that I want to encourage that we all do, let's not broadcast our problems. Let's not broadcast our issues and then say, don't judge me. Because that's what's going to happen. You're going to get judged. When you put your problems and especially your flaws on display, it is there for all to devour. You know, so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and forgive us for uncovering sins, flaws, mistakes that He covered. Nobody has to know all of our business. No one has to know our challenges. It's really not that serious. So, and I say all this with love, you know, being a revert myself. So again, if you're feeling that you're new to Islam and you're feeling judged and things of that nature, you know, pick a new crowd to hang out with. You know what I mean? But bringing it back to the basics is, what are you doing? What are we doing to contribute to our Islam? Okay? Whether, you know, born, revert, whatever. What are we doing? Because Islam, yes, it's a rich ummah. Yes, it's a loving ummah. Alhamdulillah, it's the best thing that's ever happened to me. It is an individual, independent relationship with your Creator. So when I say bringing it to the basics, I want to remind us of our pillars, okay? And I want to advise, again, with our struggles. I'm not saying that you can't ask for help. I'm not saying that you can't go and seek support and things of that nature, but let's do those in responsible manners. If you are facing a challenge in your deen, then you need to go and you need to seek real life help, not just us on YouTube, not just a tweet, not just Instagram, you know, tweeting things and talking about other Muslims and blaming it on, oh, because I'm a revert, because that's not true. Not all reverts are treated that way. And you have born Muslims who are also treated harshly and that are judged and stuff like that. So again, if you face a challenge in the deen, go to your local masjid. If you don't have one near you, you know, look on the internet, get a phone number, call and get real help. You know, get real help. And I think about the hadith. There's an authentic hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he says he encourages us to leave the things that we doubt for that which does not make us doubt. So if we're not sure about hijab, music, this, that, leave it alone for now. Leave that alone for now. For now, just focus on the pillars. And be patient with yourself. Be patient with yourself and take it step by step. Take it pillar by pillar. You know, some of us, alhamdulillah, we want to take the shahada and then we want to put on hijab and then we want to teach Islam. You know, no, that's not how it works, you know. So may Allah, you know, guide us and protect us from our own arrogance and, you know, and humble us, you know. So I want to remind us of our pillars. New to Islam, you're feeling all this pressure, let it go. Again, stop broadcasting your drama. Stop, you know, stop broadcasting it, okay? And let's get down to the fundamentals of Islam. You take your shahada. We take the shahada. We bear witness that there is no God but God. And that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our messenger. Do we know him? Okay, this is a good time to get to know him. Research his story. How did Islam start officially? On to the next one is your salat. Are we saying our five prayers a day? Are we saying them on time? And if not, what are we doing about it? We need to make dua. We need to ask for guidance. We need to think of a plan. And then we need to execute the plan. If you need to reach out to sisters and say, sister, I'm the only Muslim in my family. Can you text me? Can you call me? I need some type of help. I need some type of partner. Alhamdulillah. There are plenty of sisters that are willing and able and wanting to help in that way. Though these are the things we need to focus on. Not, I'm leaving Islam because they don't like this, or people are judging me because of that. I mean, we're talking about our souls. We're talking about the next life, that we're not going to have an opportunity like we have now to fix or change or anything like that. We cannot be heedless, you know. So again, focus on your shahada, focus on your salat, our zakat. Are we fulfilling the zakat? Are we, you know, paying our zakat? And if we have no money, smiling is a charity. So let's make sure to complete that pillar. Let's give zakat, let's give charity, and let's give generously for the sake of Allah. Fasting, it doesn't matter when you come into Islam. Ramadan's always around the corner. It's always around the corner. So if you're new to Islam, stop worrying about, again, these other issues. Prepare yourself for Ramadan. Especially if it's your first Ramadan, maybe you can practice fasting once a week. Maybe you can try fasting for half of a day. Maybe you can think of how are you going to get through the 30 days when Ramadan approaches. There's so much for us to do in Islam. There is so much for us to be focusing on. And then finally, the last one is our Hajj. Are we saving money? Have we done our research? Do we know what Hajj is? Hajj is not like a cruise. It's not a vacation. No, Hajj is, it is a 10-day, it is something that we need to research, okay? We need to know what are these pillars. This is what Islam means. It means to submit. It means to submit, and everything else will come, inshallah. The hijab will come. The music will stop. The halal food will, all that will come when the time is right, inshallah. But for now, let's just focus on the heart of Islam, and those are the pillars. Now, if these are things that you don't agree with, the pillars, well, then perhaps Islam is not for you, and that's okay. This attitude of I'm leaving Islam because da 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 da, you know, I'm a revert and I came to Islam having no exposure, not being influenced by Muslims. I was guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whoever comes to Islam, it is, the Quran tells us, it is Allah who makes Muslims. So if it's not for you, it's not for you. I don't understand the blasting of the religion as if it's, there's a problem with the religion, and it's not the religion, then it's the people. But you don't come into a religion because of the people. You come to a religion because of your creator, because you want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. I just want us to accept a few facts. We're not going to change Islam. We're not going to reform it. We're not going to force it to conform. And those of us who love Islam, and I will die defending Islam, we don't want to change anything of it. We don't. So, again, if you're thinking about leaving Islam, think about these pillars. Think about it, and then that's fine. If one leaves Islam, you don't take anything away from it. And if one comes to Islam, we don't add anything to Islam. Islam is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a mercy. It contributes to our life. We don't make a contribution to it. And inshallah, may Allah guide us on the straight path. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.